ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. இந்த பகவத்கீதா, லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ஹஸ் ப்ரெசன்டெட் த மோஸ்ட் டீப், வெரி ப்ரொஃபவுண்ட், வெரி கான்ஃபிடென்ஷியல் நாலெட்ஜ் அபவுட் ஹவு ஹீ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஒன் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங். ஹி ஹஸ் கிரியேட்டட் மில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யூனிவர்சஸ் இன் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட். And as the Vedas say, Ani or Aniyan Mahato Mahiyan, Lord Krishna is permeating practically everything. He is present in every atom as one of his partial expansion super soul. He is present in the heart of all living beings as super soul also. And he has set the system through Mahavishnu and other expansion of Vishnus to create the universes, maintain them, destroy them and recreate them again. He has arranged fixed persons like Brahma to hand over the Vedic wisdom in Guru Parampara. He has arranged Maya with her three modes to provide for the materially contaminated desires of the jivas which they wish to enjoy. And he has provided hosts of demigods to fulfill those material desires of the jivas. Having done all these things, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has declared his devotees who understand that ultimately Krishna is permeating everything, yet he is aloof from all these things and eternally resides in his own abode. Understanding this, the devotees take shelter of Krishna. And those who develop the Shraddha to take shelter of him, they return back to him. And those who take shelter of the Brahman or the demigods and they are cut off from Krishna, then they go to those respective beings. So Krishna very clearly declares, Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha natu mam abhijananti tatpe natashchavanti te. He is telling, those people who do not have full Shraddha in me and do not know that I am the ultimate person to whom all the sacrifices and austerities and all energies should be directed to. People who do not know this, or who know this but do not have faith in this, they fall down, he says. Tatve natashchavantite. Therefore, those who are worshippers of demigods, worshippers of Brahman, not knowing Krishna's actual position, they fall away. But who know his position, for them there are a series of big advantages that Krishna gives. Like he says that those who have accepted me as the source of everyone and everything, the very essence of everything that exists in this world, I am the source of all the millions of opulences that you see in the material world. And I am the best of everything. So for them, Krishna says, they have to offer me something very easy to offer. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. And yoga kshema mahameham. I personally pay attention to those devotees who worship me. And even if they are not very highly qualified, mami partha viparshita apis vipapayoneha striya shudra sata striya vaishya sata shudra sthe apyanti paramgatim. He says, I don't demand any big qualification of ability to chant some Vedic mantras or high scholarship in Sanskrit. Anybody, any not so qualified people also can come to me. They can offer meager offerings to me. He says, and he says, I will personally preserve what they have and I will provide what they lack. And even in the path of bhakti, if they slip, apichachuturacharopajate mamananevak, he says that, I still consider them sadhu because they are on the right path. Very soon they will repent and feel remorseful and again they will purify their consciousness and come back to me. In this way they will become very steady. And if somebody says, Krishna, I have Shraddha, but still I am attached to fruitive activity, he says, no problem. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhoshi dadasi yat tapasasi. He says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, you keep doing it for me, eventually you will get purified and develop 100% faith in me. He says, In this way you will find Krishna has given various leniences for those who are ready to take his worship as primary. Give him a wholehearted attention to him. But at the same time, one should know, although these verses on bhakti, glories of bhakti directly are mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, these things are said for those who have Shraddha and those who take Krishna as very prominent in their lives, not those who make casual attempt to attain him. These are actually meant for those who are taking Krishna very seriously in their lives. So therefore, you will see that the path of Bhakti Yoga is very simple because it doesn't demand any material qualification. At the same time, the path of Bhakti Yoga is not simple, especially because if one is doing it in a ritualistic fashion or one is speculating about Krishna and maintaining some skepticism or maintaining some doubts about Krishna, then such a person is stunted in his progress towards Krishna because of lack of faith or because of official and mechanical worship. One is not able to attract Krishna's attention with one's display of devotion. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name is a very simple process, and tatrarpita niyamita smaraneena kala says there is no time, there is no big qualification required for chanting. Any Tom, Dick and Harry can chant and they can attract Krishna. That is certainly there. At the same time, the price that one has to pay is great faith in the words of Krishna that are given in the scriptures. And one such a person who has that faith will know that Krishna is the be-all and end-all. He is residing in various temples, in various holy places, and he is attracting millions of jivas to him. And one has to surrender to him with complete faith and understanding the greatest gift of the opportunity given to us to utter his names every single day. With that faith, one will not only purify the heart and elevate oneself, but one will go back to him as Krishna himself has promised. Harinam Prabhu ki.